With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.
Anybody who starts with the premise, I'm going to write a blockbuster that's going to make me $1 million, I have absolutely no respect for.
That's writer Fabienne Marsh, who has used the epistolary form quite expertly in her first novel, Long Distances. So what, you ask, is an epistolary novel?
Which just means that it's written through letters and postcards, and that seemed appropriate for the theme, given that it's a correspondence conducted over distance and there's some longing involved.
Fabienne Marsh focuses on the lives of five principal characters in Long Distances.
In most epistolary novels, you generally have a single character who's generating the letter, or you have a correspondence between, at most, two people. Now, in this book, what I tried to do was to give each character, about five main characters, distinct voices.
Told through a series of letters, postcards, telegrams, even dental appointment reminders, Long Distances is the story of a marriage on the verge of collapse. Fabienne Marsh is a Williams College graduate. She worked in the documentary unit at ABC News for 5 years, attended the Columbia Writers Program, and is now a freelance documentary field producer. At the age of 30, Marsh says she's ready to be heard.
I got to a certain point where I had something to say. There's a writer who said that nobody should write anything before the age of 30, which... and I feel that now I'm ready.
Fabienne Marsh's moving novel, Long Distances, was published by Summit Books. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Writer Fabienne Marsh's first novel was published in February. Long Distances is the story of a sinking marriage, and it's told in the epistolary form through a series of letters, telegrams, and postcards. Fabienne Marsh says she began Long Distances out of a sense of longing when she found that she missed someone very much.
To all writers out there, take heart, because I had no agent. I had no publisher. I had nothing. I didn't even have a job at the time. I had an electronic typewriter, a Canon TypeStar D, not even a word processor.
Fabienne Marsh has moved up to a Macintosh, on which she is working on her second novel. Marsh was with the ABC News documentary unit for 5 years and is currently a freelance field producer in documentary films.
There is one side of me that is intensely gregarious and needs that expression through film, working on films. There is another side of me, as there is to everybody, that needs a concentrated form of expression. And I need to be alone a lot.
Fabienne Marsh agrees that it takes discipline to be a serious writer.
It's a hell of a lot of work. It really is. And it's the worst kind of work. It's the work that you can't rely on. It's the work that's insecure financially. It's the work that just drains everything out of you if you take it seriously.
Fabienne Marsh, making her debut as a novelist in Long Distances, published by Summit Books. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.